Good morning, my birthday, Perry Gimmel. Tishkach, Becha. Don't forget my Torah, and your mind, your heart should keep track of my mitzvahs. Person is supposed to learn Torah as much as he can, day and night. V'lachen omar al tishkach. So, just to flesh out a bit what this comment in the Gaon means. Let's say someone asks you, do you remember my name? And the answer is, and let's say in the event that the answer is yes, I haven't forgotten it. What it means is, I haven't forgotten it. It means that I have a constant recollection. I have a constant awareness. Now, the only way a person can have a constant recollection of Divrei Torah is if he's always involved in Talmud Torah. Excuse me. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, at Emosai Chayav Lulmo Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Rabosai, at Emosai Chayav Lulmo Torah Ad Yom Moso, Shenema Ufen Yasur Mulvavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha, V'chol Zman Shelo Yasag B'Limud Hu Shachayach. If a person pulls back from his involvement with Talmud Torah, so then, Rachman Litzlan, the process of shichcha sets in. So, that's what the Gaon says. When Shlomo HaMelech exhorts us, B'ni Tarasi Al Tishkach, that translates into Lahagos Yomam V'layla Tomit. Umitzvosa yitzor libecha, again, yitzor is an elokai, nitzor l'shone, to guard. Umitzvosa yitzor libecha, ki ha-mitzvah is tzorech la'asos in kol achaz b'zmana. V'chein ama yitzor libecha. Mitzvahs are not, no, most individual mitzvahs are not mitzvahs which constantly preoccupy us. Each mitzvah has its appointed time. You should guard it. The plural of mitzvosai, shehin mitzvos ase v'los ase. Now, the pshat and the Gaon here is as follows. I mean, there are many mitzvos ase, and there are many mitzvos los ase also. So, just the fact that mitzvos is b'loshen rabim, that in and of itself doesn't telegraph that what the pasuk is referring to is both mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. It's rather in light of the next pasuk, which we'll see momentarily. In light of the next pasuk, the Gaon says mitzvosai lends itself to that interpretation of referring to both mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay. And in light of the next pasuk, it will be clear that is the intended meaning. So when he says mitzvosai lashon rabim shein mitzvos esei v'lotzos los asei, it admits of that interpretation. Not that when we're reading this pasuk, we're supposed to see how it's already muchrach minei uvei within this pasuk. No, it's when we get to the next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? Ki orach yomim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu loch. So Torah and mitzvahs provide three things: orach yomim, arichas yomim. Number two, shnos chayim. A person can be biologically alive, but not really be spiritually vibrant or alive. And finally, v'shalom, says the Gaon, elu ashlosha, neged ashlosha she'oma b'posuk shelamala, she'im tovu mitzvah aseh v'lo aseh. That's what we were just referring to. The Gaon has this in mind in light of the tripartite division here in Posuk Beis. That's how he knows to say that mitzvahs, lashon rabim, and Posuk Aleph means aseh and lo aseh. Tahainu neged she'im tovu mitzvah aseh v'lo aseh. Excuse me. The Hainu Negin Mitzvah Sase Ama Orech Yamim, Kemo Shenema Sheyasa Osam HaAdam V'Chai Bahem. Right, there are different pshatim in that pasuk we just read this past Shabbos, Sheyasa Osam HaAdam V'Chai Bahem. Rashi, representing one school of thought in the Mefarshim, says that the V'Chai Bahem means the Olam Haba. What does it mean, V'Chai Bahem? A person, no one lives forever in Olam Haza. So it must mean in Olam Haba. But there's another school of thought in the Mefarshim says, no, v'chai b'hem enochanam. It doesn't mean eternal life. There is no eternal life in Olam Haza. Eternal life is in Olam Haba. Rather, what it means is that v'chai b'hem, meaning that it's a source of life in terms of arichas yamim in Olam Haza. So the Gaon here is subscribing to that second school of thought. Ushnos chayim, who neged mitzvahs lo aseh, literally years of life, again, life in a qualitative sense. Ki ha'osa avera osa ra me'odu me'riyin lo. B'kasher enu osa avera osa shav b'tshuva me'asher kva osa, ne'ab chulo me'ro ala tova. Ki ha'mekatrigim atzmam ne'ab chulo lo ohavim. When a person does an avera, so the avera creates, it generates a mekatreg, a prosecutor, who sort of represents the liability associated with avera. When the person is shav b'tshuva, from that lo saseh, so then the shnos, his years, are transformed into shnos chayim because those mekatrigim are nev chulola ohavim. Now, l'chore, if a person is mevatel an essay, there's also liability. But there's more liability, generally speaking, for an averus lo sasei than there is for a bitul esei. Hence, this shnos chayim is associated with lo sasei rather than esei. Ki hamekatugim atzvam nefku lo lo ohavim. V'zeh sh'omu b'gemara, u'shnos chayim v'chi yeshonim sh'enim shel chayim, ela elu yimei odim sh'neshapku lo me'ro ala tova. V'shalom yosif ulach, the third of the three dividends which accrue to a person because of Torah and mitzvahs, hu neged ha-Torah. Kamo she'anem adrachah darchei Noam, v'chol nesivoseha shalom. The Gemara in Gittin quotes this pasuk at the end of the fifth parak, and says that the emes is on Nun Tesem at Beis, that kol haTorah kulam namim mipnei darkei shalom. But what does that mean? All of Torah is just to foster peace? I mean, clearly, peace is something which is tremendously valued. But does it really mean that everything is just for peace? So the shalom, in the sense of peace, is one element of what shalom means in a broader sense. Shalom in a broader sense is also associated with shlemus, with being whole, with being perfect. When do you have, let's say, internationally, geopolitically. When do you have peace? When every country is where it's supposed to be. Everything is, every country is remains within its own borders. Everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So then there's peace. It's only when, in order for there to be a dispute, in order for there to be friction, whether it's between two individuals or whether it's between two countries, it means that there's someone, if not both, are involved in things they shouldn't be involved in. So Torah is Shalom is connected Torah. Who can Moshe name it? Racher Dachi Noam B'chonis Yivaseh Shalom. Who can Moshe HaTorah? He neged kol ha-mitzvos, umevi ol idei kol ha-masim, kemo she'omu chachameinu zal, kod talmud godol, she'ha-talmud mevi lidei ma'isa, the Gemara in Kiddushin, kein schora ha-shalom, shehu ika u'machzik es kol ha-brachos. So the same way Torah is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos, so too the dividend from Torah, meaning Talmud Torah, is shkula keneged the dividend of kol ha-mitzvos, See, it's interesting this correlation that the Gaon is pointing out. It's so precise in the following sense. When Chazal say Godel Talmud Hamevi L'Dei Maisa, so Chazal is saying besides the inherent greatness of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah also, on a very practical and pragmatic level, is something which facilitates all other mitzvahs. It's all fine and good that I want to put on tefillin, but a little bit of hilchos tefillin I need to know in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. I have to know where to place the tefillin. I have to know whether at what point there's an issue with my tefillin in terms of color, in terms of other things. Godel Talmud and maybe they may say. So Talmud Torah is a catalyst in addition to its own inherent quality. Talmud Torah is also a catalyst for other mitzvahs. So too, when in Uktzin, when it says in the Gaon quotes, the Lomotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baruch Li Yisrael Allah Shalom. So I once heard my great uncle, Avraham Soloveitchik, pointing out that shalom here in Uktzin is not the bracha itself, it's the kli, hamachzik bracha, which means it's also the catalyst which is facilitating all other brachas. Let's say you want a drink. There's a whole bar with drinks. It has soda, it has juice, it has water, it has whatever drinks you want. But unless you have a cup, unless you have a glass, in which to pour the drink, so then you can't avail yourself of any of the spectacular array of options. So all bracha requires a base kibbol. So the same way Talmud Torah is the indispensable catalyst for all mitzvahs, so too shalom is the indispensable facilitator and for all other brachas. Okay, we'll stop here. B'lin Ad Mitzvah Hashem, we'll convene in the tent at 12:30. Okay, we also have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ezras Hashem.